When the coal industry group, the West Virginia Coal Association, heard about plans for a rally to protest mountaintop removal coal mining, it issued an email. The association wanted supporters of the coal industry to hold a counter-protest to the, quote, liberal and viral wackos rally.
To bring up the best friend.
The coal mining supporters not only showed up, but they brought in some big trucks, horns blaring, to try to disrupt the protest speakers at the rally in front of the offices of West Virginia's Department of Environmental Protection. The coal industry's message is simple. Coal means jobs. Jobs mean paychecks. But the protesters against mountaintop removal coal mining say there are more important things. One of those speakers was Maria Gunno. She's a coal miner's daughter who's worked against the environmental damage of blowing off the tops of Appalachian mountains to get to the coal. The blasted debris has been dumped into valleys, damaging streams and water supplies.
I challenge you. You think it's hard to live without a paycheck? Try living with nothing to give your children to drink. Paycheck's not important when you don't have water for your children.
Maria Gunno has been there. She lives in a valley just downhill from a debris fill. She testified against the coal companies in a court case to stop them from dumping debris in streams. Let's just say she's not a popular figure among the pro-coal folks. Bo Webb lives in Coal River Valley. He's one of the organizers of the rally opposing mining Coal River Mountain. He is scheduled to protest the same day climate talks in Copenhagen started. He'd like to see the people where he lives get something from those negotiations in Europe.
I'm hoping that what comes out of Copenhagen for here would be a message that some of these miners could start understanding and stop being manipulated, allowing themselves to be manipulated by a coal industry that's got one concern, and that's profit.
At the counter rally, many of the coal mining supporters did not want to talk to news people. One guy who would talk is Gary Finley. He's from Ohio and sells equipment to the coal mining industry.
You know, this industry is regulated, heavily regulated now. So, you know, we're doing everything that's dictated by law in the mining of coal.
When asked about the future of coal, Finley hesitated.
Well, right now I'm uncertain. I hope it continues. You know, we've got a lot of coal in these mountains. I don't believe the people in this country realize that when they go into their homes and turn on the light switch that the electric comes on, if we don't mine coal, that's going to be... It's done.
The protest and the counter-protest amounted to a lot of passionate speakers, a lot of booing, and a lot of truck horns. But what irritated the coal mining supporters more than anything else seemed to be the idea that outsiders were coming to West Virginia to tell them what to do. And the liberal outsider that aggravated them the most was environmentalist Robert Kennedy Jr. Kennedy calls fossil fuels like coal a deadly addiction that's wrecking the country. It says mountaintop removal coal mining is destroying communities.
And, you know, we need to figure out ways to power our country that don't compromise the aspirations of future generations, don't compromise their potential for prosperity, for wholesome, dignified communities.
In the end, nothing was really settled in West Virginia, just as nothing will be absolutely settled in Copenhagen. But at the local level and the international level, people are talking about fossil fuels differently. Some see a bright future in renewable, sustainable energy and preserved forested mountains, while others feel their lives and their livelihoods are threatened. For the Environment Report, I'm Lester Graham.